AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Diversified bank breadth backs BNS at the top of its yearly range, while volume stays restrained. Bank of Nova Scotia finished 1.1% below its 52-week high, with industry signals broadly positive, but the latest week lacking strong participation. Research brief. Bank of Nova Scotia closed the week at $89.43, up 2.1%, leaving the NYSE-listed shares at 97.2% of their 52-week range, and only 1.1% below the $90.47 high. The ShareMaestro trend signal remains active, with a 15-week streak, and 50 of the past 52 weeks active. The strongest context comes from the bank's diversified group, where 94.4% of constituents have active weekly trend signals, and 100% show positive market dynamics, although BNS's latest volume was only 0.9 times its 13-week average. Key points. 1. BNS gained 2.1% for the week, 3.7% over 4 weeks, and 18.1% over 12 weeks, ahead of the Diversified Bank 12-week average of 16.2%. 2. The close of $89.43 is 16.9% above the weekly trend line at $76.53, and 68.2% above ShareMaestro fair value at $53.17. Industry support is strong. U.S. banks diversified show 94.4% trend breadth, 100.0% positive market dynamics breadth, and 94.4% positive relative strength breadth. 4. Participation is the main caveat, with 11.3 million shares traded against a 13-week average of 12.1 million, equal to a 0.9 times volume ratio. 5. Risk evidence is mixed rather than urgent. Volatility is below the one-year baseline, but the stock is crowded near its high, and two recent reversal markers remain on the tape. Price action keeps BNS close to its high. Bank of Nova Scotia's NYSE line added 2.1% in the week ended 17 July, closing at $89.43. That puts the stock at 97.2% of its 52-week range, just 1.1% below the $90.47 high, and well above the $53.34 low. The longer run remains the more powerful part of the story. BNS is up 18.1% over 12 weeks, 23.1% over 26 weeks, and 67.7% over the past year. The weekly trend signal remains active, with a 15-week active streak and 50 active weeks across the past 52. Price is 16.9% above the ShareMaestro trend line at $76.53, which keeps the regime constructive, but also raises the bar for fresh confirmation. The valuation distance is more stretched, with the stock 68.2% above ShareMaestro fair value at $53.17. Sector context is supportive, but banks are doing the heavy lifting. BNS sits in financial services, where the broader sector picture is constructive, but not uniformly strong. Sector constituents averaged a 0.4% weekly return, 5.0% over 4 weeks, and 8.9% over 12 weeks. Sector breadth shows 53.0% active trend signals, 87.0% positive market dynamics, and 50.0% positive relative strength. So BNS's own positive trend, market dynamics, and relative strength readings are stronger than the average sector setup. The industry comparison is cleaner. U.S. banks diversified posted a 0.3% average weekly return and a 16.2% average 12-week gain, with trend breadth at 94.4%, market dynamics breadth at 100.0%, and relative strength breadth at 94.4%. BNS ranked 5th of 18 diversified banks for the week and 7th over 12 weeks, placing it in a strong group rather than relying on an isolated single stock move. Momentum has improved, but the latest signal is not a fresh buy. ShareMaestro market dynamics remain positive, with activity pressure at 1.38, and relative strength at 16.85. The setup K is a positive next week expectancy reading of 59.48%, and the composite score stands at 78. That supports the continuation case, especially with the stock still above trend and close to its high water mark. The nuance is in signal state and participation. Activity pressure is positive, but there is no fresh buy signal in the latest completed week. Volume was 11.3 million shares, below the 13-week average of 12.1 million for a 0.9x ratio, although still above the 52-week average of 10.1 million. The prior week's 21.7 million share advance provided better evidence of demand. The latest game kept price moving, but did not add the same volume confirmation. Risk is more about exhaustion than volatility. The risk profile is not flashing stress in volatility terms. 13-week weekly return volatility is 2.0%, below the 52-week baseline of 2.4%. Over the past year, BNS has recorded 32 positive weeks and 20 negative weeks, with average positive weeks of 2.5% versus average negative weeks of 1.3%. That skew remains favorable. The main risks are positioning and confirmation. A close so near the 52-week high leaves little room for disappointment if bank breadth cools, activity pressure fades, or volume remains muted. Two recent reversal markers also argue for watching follow-through carefully. The next useful evidence would be either a push through the $90.47 high on heavier turnover, ideally above the 1.5x participation threshold, or a pullback that holds above the $76.53 trendline, while market dynamics stay positive. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.